Okay, episode three. I'm with Amy Ketch. Messaged me on Instagram and wanted to have a chat. So she talked to me, talked to me about what she wanted to talk about, which I'm going to let her introduce. Super excited because today's my first podcast with a guest. Didn't work out for my second one, but did for my third. Even though it's Monday, it's supposed to be on yesterday, but my day was crazy yesterday. So that's okay because life is crazy. So hi, Amy.
Hi, Jake. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm really well, thanks.
Awesome. Okay, so welcome to my third ever podcast. And just to let you know, actually, I checked the analytics and I have listeners in Germany, the US, and then mostly Canada. But
that's awesome. But
yeah, it's pretty cool spreading around. So I was that's pretty neat. It was only like one, it was like less than 1% in Germany. So it was like one person in Germany, but like it counts.
It still counts.
Yeah, that's right. So what did you want to talk about today?
Awesome. So I figured like since the new year is coming up, there's this narrative around new year, new me, and kind of dive into like what that means and in regards to like a healthy perspective, because I think it's awesome to create goals and want to do things that like better ourselves. But I think sometimes, at least for me speaking like personally, I think a lot of that was rooted in like a lot of negativity towards myself and like disliking things about myself. And I was like, okay, like in the new year, I'm going to change like X, Y, Z about myself. I'm going to be a better person and I'm going to do like this, this, this. And then come February, you're burnt out. You still dislike yourself and you just spend the rest of the year kind of like, well, maybe I'll wait till the next year.
Yeah. And it's funny, like when you said this is what you want to talk about, I was like, hell yes, because my personal trainer, Melissa, has actually been posting lately about like, you know, longevity versus these crash diets that are going to be coming out and people are going to be, and you touched on that when we were talking on Instagram. And so I was like, this is actually a common topic that I don't have any knowledge besides Melissa of anyone else talking about it really. My dietitian might be too, actually, but I think she posted something on Instagram. But anyway, so I thought that's really cool, like the topic's out there, but you don't find a whole lot of information on like what it is, because when people are like, you know, it's historically January is, like you said, everyone like New Year's resolutions, they're going to be healthier, the gyms are full,
right,
and all that kind of stuff. And you know, I saw a video, there's a place on Facebook called Gym Army, spelled J-Y-M. And, one guy posted a video that he had created in 2016. He said, it's still relevant. And it was like, people say that go to the gym and they say, oh my God, all these new people are going to be coming. They're going to be in my spot. Gyms are going to be full, blah, 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 blah. And said, you know, with COVID, you know, there's, well, this is my added to it. You know, with COVID, you only have, like, for example, at the Air Motor Center, there's 8 spots per hour. You get like so you have to book in advance to be able to go. And I told them today, I was like, I want to book 2 weeks in advance. And they said, oh yeah, the New Year's resolutions. And I was like, I have no problem with people coming in. That's not an issue for me. Like, you know, like I just want to be able to make sure that I can do my stuff.
Right.
And, you know, like, so it was funny that like I had seen this post and I've seen these like things about the New Year's resolutions, but right away the person working at the counter was like, oh yes, New Year's resolutions, it's going to be crazy busy. Oh God. And I was like, well, that's fine. Like, they're doing something good.
Exactly. So that
should be encouraged. Right.
Yeah.
And to touch on your spot, and I'll let you talk here in a minute.
No,
I talk
okay.
a lot. To touch on your piece, going there for the right reasons versus like having that mental, that healthy shift mental almost. State when you go. Yeah. Like going because of guilt and shame and, or because you were bullied or whatever, that can be a healthy motivation. Like as long as you have the right perspective on it, and not necessarily like, oh my God, I'm like, so I'm so big or I'm too small or whatever it might be. Like I want to put on muscle or I want to lose fat, whatever that might be. And you're going just to like not feel like shit.
Exactly.
Versus like going and feeling good. Like I used to go to the gym and destroy myself. I'd maximum effort every day, whole time, and absolutely destroy myself. Not the right way to do it.
No.
Melissa taught me that go to make yourself feel good.
Exactly.
So like go in, put in the work, push yourself, but know like you're going to want to come back tomorrow. Like make, you know what I mean? So I think that's important. But back to what you were saying.
Yeah.
You know, kind of you touched on that, like how, you know, that healthy state of mind, that shift.
Yeah. Because I feel like, so I'm 28. I feel like every single year I have had this idea that I'm going to get into the gym, I'm going to eat healthy, and I'm going to lose weight. Because in my mind for the longest time, I associated happiness with being thin or smaller or like the societal idea of what women typically are supposed to look like. And every single year I would go in and I would try to do it and I would do really, really well. I would get like the Fitbit and I would like record all my food and I get into a calorie deficiency and I would like lose weight, but then I would gain it back. And it was because when I went in, I had the idea and the narrative behind going to the gym was because I didn't like myself. I hated my body. I hated like what I looked like. I hated the idea that society already deemed me as like, in quotes, like not good enough because of the way I looked. And that was frustrating.
Right.
And so
for sure.
I feel like I have a very weird relationship with food and exercise now because I've never done it in a way that was positive. I've never done it in a way that I was like honoring my body and I was like serving it. So over COVID, I started doing yoga and I started changing even, even the word exercise just to movement instead. So I was like, okay, Amy, you have to try to find a movement that you can do with your body that you enjoy, that like, because I've gone to the gym and I've ran up the, not ran, sorry. I've walked up the treadmill on like an incline, busting my ass, hating my life. And it's like, yes, that's good. But what, like, okay, I'm not a physical like person. I don't have a lot of knowledge about like exercise. I'm not like Melissa, you know, who's like qualified in this stuff by any means. But
No, that's fine.
I feel like if you are doing anything, that is something. You, if you are even doing like 5 minutes a day, you go down the street, you walk down the street and you come back. That is 5 minutes that you did something instead of nothing. And there's nothing wrong with doing nothing. Yeah. It's just, I think it's the perspective. So for me, like I said, when I was going through COVID, I started doing yoga and I really enjoyed it. And I really enjoyed just changing even my language, just making it so it wasn't exercise, it was movement. And in my body, or not my body, sorry, but in my mind, I was like, okay, I have a positive relationship now with that word because I'm associating it to doing something that I enjoy.
Yeah. And that's perfect because, you know, it doesn't matter. Like you don't necessarily have to go to the gym to get fit or to reach your goals. Like you can do things. Like I've had people, there's a fella that I work with. I won't say his name just in case, but, or I guess I worked with him in the past, but, he had asked me, he said like, you know, I see what you're doing. And he's like, how can I do that? He goes, I've been eating healthier and I feel much better. He goes, but like, he's like, I'm kind of hitting a plateau and I want to start exercising a little bit more now because I feel better. So I sent him just like a little, like simple workout. You know, for, it's a 15 minute workout is what it is, you know, 18 minutes, including the rest. And he told me, he messaged me, Saturday and said he's lost like 30 pounds.
Oh, wow.
This is over, like over an extended period of time. And that, and he doesn't go to the gym. He's just educated himself a little bit about food. And like, mind you, like he told me, he's like, I still have like a cheeseburger when I want a cheeseburger. I still have a steak dinner when I want a steak dinner. But like, it's just changing the little details of things. Like instead of having, like I'm a sucker for honey cakes. You know, that's a new treat that I just, They're at work and it's like, oh yeah, that smells good when someone else is eating it, and it looks real good. And if you don't know what a honey bun is, it's a frosted cinnamon thing that lasts about a year in a package. It's probably not that great for you, but it's, but anyway, so, you know, I'm a sucker for those, and you know, I've had them, like, I, you know, I've been, over Christmas dinner, like, or Christmas holidays rather, like I ate a big Christmas dinner, you know, and like, I track my weight for, because of like what I'm doing, and like, it's a competitive thing. Like, you know, I'm trying to get to a certain weight for competitive, not because I think that the numbers any better, but, and that was a mind shift for me as well, to be honest, actually, because, to kind of touch on what you said about changing the mental, state or like that word association, that similar idea, like I was eating, I think it was like, I said my maximum calorie intake would be like 1200 calories a day, which is like, like that's half of what a normal man or male or like big body person or whatever should be eating just to maintain. Like that's a maintenance level is 2500. And I was eating half that. So I could have been sitting on my butt losing weight. You know what I mean? And so, so I learned very quickly that, by almost fainting during exercise and you know, that whole nine, I lost the weight, but I looked absolutely terrible. And I felt absolutely terrible. So it's not about like, cause you know, a lot of people, because like I'm quite open and I post on Facebook a lot, and I've said that before on here, like, you know, I'm quite active on social media is what I'll say. And I often post about like my exercise regimen or like, you know, like the stuff that I'm currently doing and I'm passionate about. And I posted a comparison, of like, this is what the same weight looks like at doing 6 to 1200 calories a day versus I'm eating 3,500 calories a day with professional help with while weightlifting, while putting on muscle mass. And, you know, and I showed it, and you can see just in I think there was a pound difference between the two, but there was months in as far as like a timeline. And it's absolutely incredible to see the difference. Like even for me, you know, it's like, you know, you're your hardest critic, your own worst critic sometimes, but the comparison between the two of like having that negative or like that unhealthy mindset of, I just want to be a lower number. I just want to be a lower number.
For sure.
And you know, so like, I understand when people have that mindset, like it's so easy to get into, especially with how you say like the crash diets online, like guaranteed it would be in the top 10 Google things coming in the next week, you know, top, you know, 10 days, and people will be looking for the next, you know, thing that works. Like keto is really popular. And as popular as it is, I absolutely hate it. You know, I know people that have tried it, and have you ever tried it or know anyone that has?
I've heard a lot about it.
No. Yeah. For anyone that doesn't know, it's a low carb, I think it's high fat, high protein diet. And, you know, it's a lot of like, you see it, and it's, like, I know one meal, I tried, it was like cream, chicken breast stuffed with cream cheese and onion bacon, and bacon bits, like real bacon, and then wrapped in bacon and baked in the oven. And, although very good, you know, when you're eating constantly low carb, that is not a healthy thing to do because your body burns carbohydrates to for energy, right? Like what, and you know, I am no nutritional expert, but there's a reason your body needs carbs, there's a reason your body needs fats, and there's a reason your body needs proteins, and to a deficiency of any of that,
it's just not good.
Like it, right? And so like I, you know, people will tell me that they're doing the keto diet, and I try and say like, in like my line online on social media and stuff has been invest in yourself. That, and when I say that, I mean invest in yourself as far as invest some time into doing some healthy exercises for you at your level, and invest into a nutritional expert that can help you get to where you want to go, whether that's putting on mass or whether that's losing weight in a healthy way. And I know not everyone's in a position to do that, especially with COVID. You know, it put a lot of stress on the sorry if you can hear my dog. I'm in my basement and he wants to go upstairs. But anyway, so I lost my thought now. But you know, I know everyone's not in a position to do that. Sorry, I let the dog up. There we go. All right. So, told you. I just go for it on the podcast. Like, it's all good. It's what it is. But you know, not everyone's in a position to do that. But I think of it, you know, like a dietitian can be pricey. A nutrition coach is actually pretty decently affordable. But as long as you have, like, if you can put. It doesn't matter whether, you know, you're putting $20 away a month or $5 away a month or $100 away a month. If you can just invest in yourself, it doesn't have to be right this way, right? Like right this second. It can be just like, it's all about long term.
Exactly.
Whether you're 15, 20, 40, 65, you know, you can find a way to eventually be able to live a healthier lifestyle. And in the beginning, you don't need a meal plan and all that jazz. You can just make healthier choices. Like my friend did, you know, eat instead of a chocolate bar, I'd have strawberries or something like that. Sure. Right?
I think too, like the society we live in now, there's so many online resources. And I mean, take that with a grain of salt, obviously, but like I follow a lot of people.
Incredible ones.
Like on Instagram and stuff, and they show different exercises for like low impact and like just variety and like versatility on like your ability, and like movement and whatnot. But I think a lot of what you're talking about too is just like finding a balance between, you know, living a normal life, because it's not feasible to never eat junk food, because that's like
Of course not. Exactly. I had Cheetos last night.
Because like what's gonna happen is like you restrict yourself so much till you get to that breaking point where you binge, or you just eat so much where you give up on yourself because you're like, this lifestyle isn't attainable. And I think the thing that, you know, going into the new year, I would encourage people to do is just try to change your perspective to a healthy one, but also understand that it's more so about a lifestyle. You're not changing just your eating, you're changing the way that you're living, you're changing the way that you honor your body, the things that you put in it, the way that you move it, the way that you speak to yourself. Like you're, when you say like invest in yourself, investing in yourself is more than just, you know, eating clean, finding exercise. It's about your mental health. Like I know you and I both talk about mental illness and advocacy around that. We're both quite open about that, but I think investing in yourself is taking time to care to your mental health. Self-care is very, very important. Yes. Find something that you enjoy, and just changing your perspective as a whole into a more positive way, and the way that you speak to others and the way that you speak to yourself, I find is like monumental in success.
Yes. And I appreciate you bringing that up actually, because I think that, like even I think sometimes even I forget about that. Like, you know, like I'm, cause in my head, like, you know, doing physical exercise, like, or physical movement, whatever it may be, even that 5 minute walk or 2 minute walk or whatever, that on a scientific biological level 100%. Will help with your mental health. So I'm glad you brought up the mental health aspect. Eating better also will, but there's a lot of like societal pressure with that stuff too. Like you see like people that are just absolutely ripped and they're telling you to eat, eat this, that, X, Y, and Z, and, you know, do these exercises and stuff. And it's, sometimes it's hard to see someone that's, you know, well, it must be easy for you because you, you know, because you're already there. And, you know, so for people that struggle with mental health, it's usually even more difficult to get into a healthier routine for themselves, you know, whether it be eating healthier, doing some exercise, whatever. Like, I know, like, sometimes I just have a day where it's like, I really can't go to the gym today. Like, that happens to me. Like, it's more rare than it would have been a few years ago. Not that I went to the gym as often a few years ago, but, you know, I had a time, there was 3 weeks where I didn't even go to school. I was in college at the time. And I didn't even go to school for 3 weeks. I almost failed. Like, my instructors had to sit me down and be like, Jake, like, we want to help you succeed here, but you have to show up. Like, and that was after like a 3 week hiatus of, like, I laid in bed for 3 weeks. I got up to use the bathroom. I barely ate. Like, that was it. When I did go back to school, I was seeing the counselor. I probably bugged the shit out of her after every class. I had to go see her because of my anxiety. Like, I would, it was like, it was like, oh no, it's starting again. I'd bolt down the stairs, like, help. You know what I mean? But I didn't actually scream help, but I'd go and be like, I'm not too busy. Like, can I just sit here for a minute, have a quiet breathing space? Like, you know, and that was kind of like, what we talked about before the podcast, like a safe space for me. Like, that was, something that it was where I can just like bring everything back. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so just for people listening, one thing that I know helps me now is, breathing exercises. I don't know. Do you ever use them, Amy?
Like, I don't know exactly what you mean by breathing exercises, but maybe a little bit. Like, I do try to do like meditation and a little bit of breathing, but talk about what you mean.
Perfect. So I actually, an app that I use is called XPT. So like X-ray popcorn tango. It has both physical exercises there, but I use it for the breathing. I don't use any of the exercises. I use it for the breathing, and it's free. There is like a, you can upgrade to get more, but what they have there is amazing. And I do it usually post-workout, but they have stuff there for anxiety, like struggling with anxious thoughts, or I think they say getting through anxious thoughts is what it is. And it's anywhere between 3 to 10 minutes of just breathing. And it's a guided, very similar to guided meditation. And it is unreal. Like after a workout, you know, you're amped up, your adrenaline's going a little bit, you're breathing heavy, your heart's been, you know, up to 200 beats a minute or whatever. Like, for example, the post-workout one has like me in like a 90 degree, like a 90-90 position. So like I have a yoga ball under my calves and I'm laying flat back, like back on the ground, and I just lay on a mat and I look like a little goofball in the gym. I felt like a goofball the first time I did it. Cause like sometimes you're doing mouth breathing. So you're like, and like, there's like 8 people around me and I'm just sitting there like, and like, you know, they're saying, put your belly button to your spine and stuff. And so I'm like, you know, the first few times I'm like, oh my God, people are looking at me, like whatever. And funny enough, a guy came, like, I'll continue my thought, but just to show people. So like, I felt like this idiot basically, but I was like, I got to do it. Like, this helps me. So, you know, and that's what we're at the gym for, right? Like, is to help ourselves and to be able to feel better and all this stuff. And that's what it did for me. So I was like, you know, fuck it, I'll feel better. So even though I felt like I looked like an idiot, and this guy came up to me and he goes, I was going to check on you. He goes, I thought you were sleeping. I was like, no, man. I was like, this thing has been a game changer for me. It was like, it helps me sleep, like whatever. And he goes, are you serious? And I was like, yeah. I was like, it helps me like post-workout. I was like, I feel as cool as a cucumber. My body's relaxed. It helps, you know, all this stuff. And I start talking about it. He goes, holy man. And he's like, can I see what you use? And we end up having like just a 3-minute conversation of like, hey, this helps me. And then,
exactly,
you know, it helps him too now, which I thought was super cool. And so, you know, people often, you know, have trouble because of anxiety and those kind of like anxious thoughts of like people that are going to judge me or like whatever. Well, this random dude, I was able to help out by doing something that made me anxious because I thought I looked like an idiot, but like he thought it was something that could help him. So my point being, you know, not don't give those anxiety or those anxious thoughts as much control as sometimes we do. And I'm guilty for that. But just kind of a side note that, you know, other people can look at you and be like, wow, yeah, that's something I could use too. So to continue my thought, which I'm going to miss now, but the XBT, it's a XBT app. And if anybody wants to use it, just message me and I'll screenshot it and show you what it looks cool. like. And I can send it to you, Amy, if you'd like. The breathing exercises on it are free and absolutely amazing. And the guy, it's basically guided meditation, but it's been a game changer for me. Like before I go to sleep or whatever, like you don't have to use it at the gym. There's mm-hmm. energizing ones to start your day with. There's midday energizers, there's morning routines, there's all kinds of pretty much anything you can think of that you'd right. want to use a breathing thing for. It's there. And yeah, it's really cool. And if not, you can use YouTube
has so many good resources. It's funny, before we started chatting, I was on Instagram yeah. and I was watching this video of this person chatting about it's in correlation between yoga and kind of like mindfulness and giving yourself a moment, but she was chatting about how
that's all
during the day we're so overstimulated by like podcasts, funny enough, but also like music, TV, yep. and yeah. like oftentimes when we're alone, I know like anytime I'm alone, I always check on a podcast or I throw on some music just to give like that comfort of not being alone and to like stimulate your mind. But she was chatting about how like it's mm-hmm. in those moments yep. when we're completely quiet that like thoughts come to us and ideas come to us. And I think too, another mm-hmm. like flip side of that is learning to be okay with being alone. And just like understanding your thoughts. Yeah. And I think that touches on changing your perspective and the way that you speak to yourself and your mental health, because I think sometimes we need to sit down with those like deep thoughts and those like angry words and like shitty feelings about ourselves and like listen to them and then kind of come back and talk to them kinder. Like whenever I speak to myself, I try to talk to myself like I'm a kid. And I know it sounds silly, but I think that, yeah, I think that's a lot more gentle with children. I think that we, you know, don't say things that we would yep. say maybe to adults and stuff. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, like you said, you know, sometimes you don't want to go to the gym and that's okay. I think that, again, with mental health and our perspective, we need to give ourselves rest days. We need to give ourselves days where all you do is lay in bed and that's mm-hmm. okay. It becomes a problem when that's all you do and, you know, you need to reach out for help. But occasionally yeah. our bodies are tired. We need mental health days and there's nothing wrong with that. And I think also, I know I reached out to you on your yep. second podcast after and I was talking about how I had a really shitty night. And I was like, I used to have this perspective that when I was having a shitty feeling or like a shitty time that my whole day was written off. My whole night was written off. Everything is like done now. But yeah. I'm learning yep. slowly. It is very difficult, but I'm learning that in that moment, I can sit for a moment and be like, okay, this is shitty. I feel really bad, but I can do something that makes me feel better. And like listening to your podcast made me feel better. So I think, yeah, I think that it's important to allow ourselves to feel things, but to also be kind to ourselves when we feel things, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like I think it's important to be open and mm-hmm. like be open to those feelings and feeling them, because I think like suppressing them or repressing them can be yeah. damaging, you know, at any level, even if it's like, I don't know why I'm mad, but I'm mad. Like, you know what I mean? There's something there. You just don't know what it is. And it could have been something like I can't think of an example right now. I thought I would, but, you know, giving yourself that moment to be like, mm-hmm. all right, I feel like shit today or in this moment. And, you know, for me, like sometimes I own it and I'm just like I'll tell whoever's around, my parents or, you know, my friends or whatever. And I'll just be like, today is not a good day. And you know, I've communicated that, and it's as simple as like sometimes it's my phone. Like the first thing I see on my phone sometimes will
For sure.
sometimes set up my day, like that in the beginning. You know what I mean? Like it'll be like, oh, I like. I'll give you an example. So suicide is like a pretty close to my heart topic. It's one of those things that's like a conversation about that can be really difficult for me. And might as well dive into it. The reason being is back in I think it was 2015. I had struggles with that. Like you know, I end up, my doctor sent me to Dr. Everett Chalmers Hospital, and I was supposed to be admitted there. And I was told, like, I was like literally like crying on the floor, begging doctors to help me. And like literally. And I remember there was like a nursing student there, or like a student doctor or something like that with like one of the psych, I think he was a psych nurse and she was a student. And I was sitting there like blatting my eyes out, like, you know, telling them X, Y, and Z about this is my life situation and whatever. And I ended up not, they kicked me out. They said they didn't have room for me. After I was there for like 6 or 7 hours and like begging them to transport me anywhere in Atlantic Canada with a room. And, I got a hold of my doctor, and thank God for him, he called the hospital and was like, make it happen. So I got a call in one of those quiet rooms or whatever, and I had to leave the next day, but it gave me a place to, I had nowhere to go. Like I thought I was going in and staying, like that was the message, right? And then I got there and they decided that I there was no bed for me or whatever, which later on I found was they did things out of protocol. Right. So, to say the least, but so that's kind of like the base situation of why it's sensitive to me. And, so anyway, I woke up one day and, you know, as you do, you check your phone and, you know, go on about your business. And, I was laying in bed, just kind of scrolling for 5-10 minutes. And there was a video, and it was actually a political video. And, someone had shared it, and you know, I'm semi interested in politics, so I click it and seeing what they're saying. And it was a gentleman speaking about what was it, assisted suicide, and he had talked about a situation he was involved in, and it was about someone committing suicide, and he was there, and that wrecked me for the day, like well, for most of the day. It took a lot, but I like went upstairs and told my mom. I was like, this is not a good day. And like I was, you know, tears in my eyes, like
it was tricky.
It was it was an interesting, yeah, like, and it was one of those things, like I thought it was like talking about like elderly patients, right, and whatever, but he had brought up like a young person with children and the whole nine, and you know, I won't go into the details of it, but it was a pretty dramatic and traumatic experience, both for obviously for him and but for me, right, like as someone that, you know, that's close to my heart, it was a real hard way to start my day with something that I had no idea. Like I thought it was going to be like a political conversation about elderly people needing assisted suicide and why or why not, but it just didn't go that way. It was something very different, and so to kind of come back to this, I had to try really really hard, because I worked that afternoon actually, and I had to try really really hard for, it would have been 3 or 4 hours to switch my brain. And I was still at work, like trying to, I went to work and I was like, I'm not going to be my 100 today. Like, you know, and I just communicated that. And that's all I said. I didn't go into why or anything. I was just, I'm communicating to you that something's not right with me today. And,
oh, totally.
You know, I think that's important to be open about that, because like if I went into work and say I was world's biggest asshole, and I try my hardest not to be, but let's, you know, I'm serving customers and they come in, and usually I'm really chipper. I try to be anyway. People have commented on how I'm a positive person to come into, but which I appreciate. But anyways, and you know, so I just said, like, today's not a good day for me. So if I'm not myself, please just know that it's no one's fault except that I'm just not feeling well. And it's not like my stomach. I just told them, like, today's just not a good day for me. And I think that's important, like, to have that open dialogue.
It's totally as well. Fine.
And I'm getting away from our point, but
me too. Don't worry about
it. My brain goes a million miles an hour sometimes. So like I go everywhere with it. I think it's like what, so having that all said, being able to change that, that thought process of, like you said, like, my day's wrote off, like, it's done. Like, you know what I mean? My day's ruined. I can't fix it. If we can just kind of gently guide our mindset to, like, okay, let's make it, like, for me, I like to do lists. What can I do step by step to make myself feel better today? What are some things that I like to do? Watching comedy. That's a natural, fantastic way, because, you know, who doesn't like to laugh? sometimes I'll watch the stupidest show that you could ever imagine. Like, something that, you know, it's stupid, but makes you giggle. Mindless, excuse me, TV, something like that. You know, it's usually like for me, it's like Rick and Morty or like Paradise PD, like very adult cartoons that are just dumb. Like, you know what I mean? Family Guy even, or, like, you know, something stupid like that. You could, like, watching Kevin Hart or Bill Burr or something like that. Kevin Hart is hilarious. He's one of those guys that you can't help but laugh at. You know what I mean? Like, in a positive way. Yeah, he's awesome. I like Bill Burr too, because, like, he's like that Boston accent of, like, what the hell? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. He was on a Joe Rogan podcast I listened to, and I could, like, I was sitting there, like, I had my headphones in. It was like dead at work, and I had my headphones in listening to a podcast, and I was sitting there, like, in the back of the store doing something, just laughing to myself. Like, no one else could hear why I'm laughing, but I'm sitting there giggling at Bill Burr. But, you know, and so, like, having that just gently guiding your mind back to, okay, so it sucks right now. What can I do to fix it? You know? And
for just sure. Like
anything,
I think,
you know,
oh, sorry.
It's
okay. I was gonna say,
go ahead. Like, no, you go ahead. I'm talking a lot. You go ahead.
Like, it's not a bad life, it's just a bad day. And, like, having that mentality that, you know, it doesn't have to write off your entire day. And if you communicate, like you said, having an open dialogue, I think is really important, not only for advocacy, but also just, like, to be genuine with yourself and to express to other people so that other people understand. And also, I think we need to normalize communicating about our feelings, even if they aren't always positive ones. And I think that is important, because we're not always going to have a good day. We're allowed to have bad days, and we're allowed to feel like shit sometimes. It's just, we need to just communicate it. And, like, we shouldn't be an asshole about it, but, like, you know, we can.
And before you move on with that, please keep your thought, but I just want to add that nothing gives anybody the right to be an asshole,
100%.
But it's okay to communicate that you're having a bad day. I think that's really important to point in there. Like, and I'm guilty.
Me too. I've
definitely been an asshole in my life. Like, don't get me wrong. You can ask, like, and we often take it out on the people that we love the most, right? Like, you know, like, the people closest to us, because we know, you know, they're gonna come back. Versus, you know, if you see someone in the street and you're like, hey, I don't like you for no reason, like, it's, you know,
it's all good. That's basically all I was going to say. And then the other couple points I wanted to, like, just throw in, because I know we're getting, like, kind of lengthy here.
Let's give ourselves
the
five,
other
six
thing
minutes.
That I was going to mention, just cool. like right. going right back to the beginning, is if you see, like, plus size, fat, whatever kind of people in the gym, don't automatically assume that they're there to lose weight, because a lot of people just go because it makes them feel good and because they want to. And we don't always need to associate like exercise or movement with someone disliking their body and wanting to change it.
Yeah. And that's a really good point, actually. Like, I see elderly people even at the gym, and like, obviously, like, you know, they might be there to lose 5 pounds or something. That might be their goal. But oftentimes it's funny because like, elderly people, they're often there just for movement. You know what I mean? And that just kind of came to me right now. You know, like I go to the gym usually around 10 in the morning or 11, and I'm surrounded by people twice, if not triple my age. And like literally, and I know there's one guy, he goes and like he'll kind of push himself on the bench press sometimes. And like, you know, so it's really interesting that you say that, because, you know, just because someone's plus size or just because someone's or it could be the other way around too. Like if they're super small and you know, you go up and be like, oh, you must be looking to put on some muscle, you know, and maybe they're super sensitive about that. Maybe they have like a health condition that they really can't. They're just there to make themselves feel better and to lubricate the joints even, or like, you know, whatever it might be, and just give themselves those endorphins to have a productive, positive day. You know, it might not necessarily be anything about weight or muscles. Exactly. It could be just,
and I think that that's really important. I want to feel freaking good. Like, I think, trying to go into the new year and just like, recapping, but trying to go into the new year with a perspective of like, I'm all for self-improvement. I'm all for bettering yourself, educating yourself, making yourself be the best person you can be. But I also think that you need to put boundaries in place. Mm-hmm. I think that you need to make sure that you're trying to do it in a healthy way, that you have a healthy perspective and a positive perspective about it. And I think that you need to ask for help when you need help, but like, no one is going to tell you how to like live your life the perfect way. And you can't compare yourself to other people. Like, I know you were mentioning about seeing something like negative and it triggering you to feel kind of, you know, personally upset and what have you. But I think too, we have to remember like, Instagram and social media is a highlight of people's lives. That's not real life. Like, you see people, like, I know you mentioned in the beginning, you see people who are ripped and it's like, oh man, like, it must be so easy for you. You've already gotten to the finish line. But that person, you know, still had the same moments we're having where like, you're on the floor and you're trying to do a push-up and you can't really get there. Those moments were there. They just didn't document them. People...
Yeah, exactly.
100%.
It is rare for people to post a failure on Facebook, like, or on Instagram or Snapchat. Like, you know what? That's going to be my new challenge. Next time I fail. Next time I fail, like, something worth post. Like, you know, I failed.
Yeah, I think this sucks. Challenge.
I'm going to post that. That's a challenge I'm going to give myself.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for sparking that idea. I appreciate that. but,
no,
you know,
that's okay.
I'm so sorry I kind of interrupted your thought, but
I have a new challenge.
I'm giddy now. I'm like, yeah, we're
just both like failures. Normalizing, you know, the good parts, the bad parts about life, the failures and the successes. And I think just go into the new year being kind to yourself, being kind to the people around you, and just, like, I don't know, just be kind. Yeah. Be kind.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's right. Be kind or else we'll be mean. No, but I think that's super important too. And whether you're like a new goer to to whatever place you want to start in the new year, like, you know, it's a common thing, whether they want to start yoga, whether they want to start swimming, the gym, a new martial art. You know, spurring off idea, tennis, a badminton, or walking, or, you know, trying to do one push-up or 10 push-ups or 100, whatever, you know, when you see other people doing that, or like you see them trying to do self-improvement, let's just leave it at that, self-improvement anyway, shape or form, be encouraging be kind and just know that like they're facing their own journey, just like you or I or someone else may have, you know. For me, for example, I know I talk about myself a lot, geez, man, but it's so easy to reference, right? Because I know everything, but about myself, I mean, and you know, for myself, like I'm just past the beginning of a journey, right? Like I started, I'm going to say about a year ago, you know, pre-COVID, I started back. I felt like I need to become healthier in my life. Like that's, right. You know, my mental health was struggling a lot. So I was like, what can I take control of? And that was my physical health. And so that was like, you know, and I was challenged on that. They were like, you know, I had people ask me like, why are you focused on, you know, training in martial arts when you should be focused on trying to get back to work and make your life work? And a super valid question, honestly, like for, like, you know, it was people I care about that was just the question. Like, why are you so focused on that? And I told them like, this is my brick in the wall. This is like my foundation. This is what makes me feel good. And once I start feeling good, I can add so many more bricks. I can add X, Y, and Z. And I went from like, I'm going to do martial arts to make me feel good again. And it took me a month to go back. Like this was not just a one day process. Sure. Like it took me a month and a friend to go with me to go to a gym that I'd already gone to that people knew me there. Like it was a very, like, I felt like it was a very long process. And so I'll mention this idea and then we'll wrap up. Once you have anything else to say, if you have anything to say, but so like my beginning of the journey was just getting there. It was a month of just getting there. And then, you know, I went there, felt great. Oh my gosh. Why didn't I do that a month ago, man? Like, and I was just like hopped up on adrenaline, just woo, like, you know, and so I say that I'm, you know, just past the beginning of the journey now, but I try and help people like to start their own. You know what I mean? Like I've had, you know, when you post these things on Facebook, people ask you like, what are you doing? You know, or could you help me make a plan? I had someone ask me, you know, could you help me make a plan? I looked at him and I was like, I'm a moron. I follow what the professional tells me to do. Like, I was like, I cannot give you anything, but what I can tell you is to friggin' do it. Like, and that's the way I go about it. Like, I'll do whatever I can to help 100%, but,
sure.
I'm not going to like give you something that I have no idea what the hell I'm talking about. So, but yeah, so, you know, no matter where anyone else is in their journey, like you said, be kind and know that, you know, like Ellen DeGeneres says, just know that they have their own little journey. We don't know where they are in it. And, so, you know, just be encouraging and kind with your, interactions with people in these coming months.
For sure.
As far as,
100%.
You know, New Year's resolutions and such.
Only final words I would like to say.
So do you have any final thoughts?
The hardest part is starting anything. So just, yeah, believe in yourself, go out, do it. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I've loved chatting. We'll have to do it again.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Yeah,
me too.
Super fun. Yeah, I'm down. I still have a million things to say. I feel like,
for sure.
I think we should do it again sometime, you know, because we wanted to talk about self-acceptance and love and that kind of stuff. And we didn't really touch in on that. But
part two.
We definitely should have a little session about that.
Yeah.
Yes. Part coming. Two. Amy Cutch, part two. That's what I'll.
Yeah.
Today's episode three, Amy Cutch, part one. That's it. Part two coming soon.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing this with me. I appreciate you reaching out and
it's an honor.
I'm super pumped to have my first guest. So I appreciate you. No, it's mine. That's it. Honestly, anyone that like listens makes me feel like a little celebrity inside. So it's like you know what I mean? Like I feel like
I'll
be the
you.
Next Kevin Hart here sometime soon, making people laugh or something. I don't know. But no, I appreciate it. But I'm going to end this podcast on what I like to usually end it on and just tell people, anyone listening, and Amy, you're welcome to join me. I appreciate you and I appreciate your existence. And I appreciate the fact that anyone supporting this, listening, you know, and messaging me and wanting to be a part of it, just know that I'm extremely grateful for every single person that wants to be a part of it. And whether that's as a listener or a podcastee. Yeah. And so I'm sorry for the late podcast, it being on a Monday, but next week should be good. Thank I should have it on a Sunday. So thank you, Amy, so much. I appreciate you. And I appreciate that you came on and yeah. So everyone else,
bye.
I will see you next week.